Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Singing about the last DJ.
Well, I mean, he liked giving the finger to the man.
Well, yeah, but so did the last DJ, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Why don't we give finger to the woman?
Because she'll like it too much.
Steve.
Well, I'm just saying.
Steve. And that's how the show starts.
And there you go. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you, with or without your fingers. In the room today, we got Steve Silva.
Yes, indeed.
And Brad McCary.
I'm here.
Producer Zach is back.
Hi, how are you?
And I am Sean Roberts. I am your host for
Hi,
Together
Sean.
We Call the Weekly Dose. And of course, as always, we're streaming to you live here from Orange County this morning and every Saturday morning. Just like a cartoon.
Thank you so much for joining us today and every Saturday as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame this summer. Now, just remember to follow Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on how you can help them get into the Radio Hall of Fame this summer. There will be instructions to follow.
Yes, there will.
Yes. So for those of
thank you so much. We appreciate
you even
it.
You even had extra time to prepare.
I was thinking about Tom Petty. So thank you guys so much for joining us today and every Saturday as we pay homage to our, yes, no, for those who have recently followed us, thank you.
Moly.
Yeah, I know, right?
A well-oiled machine.
I was thinking about
going
Tom Petty.
In flames already.
I know. Thanks, holy thanks. Cow.
Okay, well, everybody.
Hi,
those who have recently followed us.
This is Amber speaking.
Thank
right
you
now.
For joining our family. We are so glad you listened to the show. And if you'd like to talk to us, get a hold of us on Facebook. Facebook, online, anywhere.
Absolutely. We'll definitely respond to you guys. Well, we got a good show for you today besides repeating our introduction.
I need more tea.
I need more tequila.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, God, that was so good. Thank you, listener Brad, for that last week.
Yeah.
We got a past Mark and Brian moment. We'll be talking about Tooth Fairy facts because we'll be celebrating National Tooth Fairy Day. Mm-hmm. Things we fear the most. And, of course, we'll also be celebrating the DJ because it's also National DJ Day as well. And, of course, right now we were listening to Tom Petty. I love that song so much.
I was looking at online.
Oh, yeah.
2002. That's when he was. They were inducted into the Radio Hall of Rock and Roll Hall
Rock
of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's a little different.
2002. I remember watching that one.
Now, don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yes, and not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and, of course, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, please don't forget to rate and review the show. We need that. We need all the clicks.
Absolutely.
Clicks. Click, click,
subscribe
click,
and clicks,
click.
Please. That's most important. Yes. And, of course, today's theme song was The Last DJ by Tom Petty. Favorite Tom Petty song, Steve?
He caught me off guard.
That's okay.
Oh, Damn it.
I can't pick just one.
I know. That's the thing for me. Like Running Down a Dream.
Yeah. Run Down a Dream is one of my favorites.
Was it American Girl? Or American. Yeah.
She was American Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they play that song so well in Silence of the Lambs.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We had a little Silence of the Lambs theme this morning.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we did. I don't think there's a bad song Tom Petty has done.
Mm-mm. Oh, Free Fallin'.
Oh, Free Fallin', there you go.
Yes, that's a great one.
How do we not go to that one first?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many really great songs. And he's been gone now, what, 2 years?
2017 was when he passed, October 2017.
So three coming up on 3 years, and he's been gone.
Yeah, I was remembering him when he got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he had Prince... And Steve Winwood, Jeff Lynne, they all, he had so many people on there with him. Ugh.
He, you know, if you actually look at his career, what he's done as a younger guy and working with people like Jeff Lynne and George Harrison and everything, I mean, it was a dream come true for that guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just, I mean, when he passed away, I mean, that just came out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally so. But great songwriter. You know, he spread himself widely, I think, as a songwriter overall, tried different things, did different things, but definitely one of those that stood out. So Last DJ is our theme song for today because we are celebrating DJs, of course. And don't forget, you can get any of Tom Petty's music from our sponsor, Amazon.
What? Amazon? Nowadays, more and more people are shopping online, and there is no better place to shop than our favorite place, Amazon.
That's right, Amber. They have everything, so get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
Yes. And all you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link you created, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Plus, you get all your shopping done with no big crowds, or if you're like me and have trouble getting out to do your shopping, Amazon is there to help you out. They even deliver your groceries for you.
Mm. That's so amazing.
Mm.
Anything.
Celery.
Jelly.
Rice.
Soda.
Crack. Tomato.
That's not true.
Pork chop.
Heroin.
That's not true either.
Ham.
Liquor.
Lotion.
Yeah. She's tried.
So if you're going to do all of your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com, and use our Amazon banner to get the job done. Click it.
And remember,
click.
Use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Shut up and take my money.
Yes.
Yeah. Bitch.
They have so much of my money to Amazon.
Biatch.
Jeff Bezos. It's all in his pocket.
And his eye.
Wow. What'd you say?
I don't know what that means, but...
He's got like a lazy eye. I was making fun of
him. Does he have a lazy eye?
He's got like... it's like one eye's wide open, the other one's like almost completely closed.
He's kind of like Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
So sure, he's not syphilis?
He has all my money. All of my money.
Wow. Well, let's catch up with each other, guys.
Okay. Let's do that.
Steve.
Yes.
Did you do anything this week?
No.
Amber.
Oh my gosh. I mommed.
All right.
I did so much momming. So much momming.
Great.
Job
Zach,
hunting.
Did you do anything?
Wow.
I'm still laughing.
I was still talking.
You said the essentials, and I think we were...
Comedy's all about timing, and Steve just pulled it off great.
Yeah. Well, that's Steve. That's why he's here. Absolutely. So what'd you mom did this week?
School projects. Yes, we built... Miles and I built a solar oven.
And Miles is your...
Bella is now Miles.
And Miles is your...
My daughter.
Thank you. There we go.
Who is now not... She's non-gender conforming. They are.
She should have named herself Pat.
I'm telling you, I swear these kids, they have to one up.
Or Joe.
Like, you know.
Or Bob.
Or Gary.
Hey, you know, Miles.
Or Liam.
Miles is right in the middle. Right in the middle there.
You can go on for miles and miles
and
miles.
And
I can
so
see for
songs.
Miles and miles and miles. Yeah.
I call her Miles of Smiles.
I can hear this joke
huge,
for Miles.
She has that huge, you see that grin she's got? She's such a cute kid. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
She looks like you.
Thank you.
Poor thing.
Oh, Christ. And the dig
I was
tag.
Taking a drink of water.
But then, so I did lots of momming. We built this project.
See, timing. All in comedy. Yep. It's all timing.
And death.
Don't choke on your water.
Yeah.
But yesterday I went to, I went antique shopping. That was like probably my highlight of the week.
Oh, wow.
I know. I have an obsession with old, old medical books and encyclopedias and dictionaries.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then I am taking you to my grandfather's house.
Yes, let's go.
He has a shitload of medical books about drugs and everything and so forth. I was going to say pediatric, but not pediatric. Pharmaceutical books. I mean, we're talking like the big, thick ones that look like a dictionary.
Mm.
Because he always wanted to know the medication that he was taking. So, and we don't need them.
Yeah, well, take me over there. We'll look at it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got, I just heard some yelling down the
They're playing games.
They're in the middle of an epic Minecraft.
One of my favorite books I have, and it's worth a couple hundred bucks, is it's a series, but it's called Ailments of, I have to look this up. It is hilarious. It is so outdated. It's from 1854, and it is called,
Wow, I think that's when my grandfather was born.
It is Woman and Her Diseases. I kid you not. It is called Woman. And yes, it is.
I just like the fact
so
that.
So archaic.
That the title went from Ailments and. Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Woman and Her Diseases.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to say it nicely. But it literally. Woman, Diseases and Remedies. That's literally what it's called.
It's depressing sounding.
It is. When you read it, it is hilariously archaic, and just like collecting that kind of stuff. I think it's because times have changed, and thank goodness they've changed.
I don't know. We're just as stupid as we were back then sometimes with certain things.
We're at least making progress. Anyway, so I went antique shopping yesterday.
Cool.
It was really awesome. Right down the street, actually.
Another good antique store to go to. There's one on Whittier Boulevard in Whittier. Shut up. that it's like five stores in one if you really want to go antique shopping.
Really?
Yeah. It's right where Whittier Boulevard. See, that guy's got me.
Whittier
Boulevard.
Whittier.
Savvy Springs Road.
Cool whip.
And cool whip. Whip.
Ew, ew, ew. Oh, gosh. Oh, this went all kinds of ways.
Yeah. Let's see. Whittier Boulevard, Safi Springs Road, and Washington Boulevard all come in as one.
Is it a white building?
What's the?
No, it's brown, so shut up, bitch.
What's the name? What's the name of the place?
I don't remember the name of it.
But
if you ever want to go, let me know.
I love it.
It's actually a really cool
is
one.
Is it in the western part?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's western.
Actually, it's more Whittier. Central Whittier. But
central, western.
But if you're on the east side of Whittier, then you have to go west.
Way west.
Way west.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that where it is?
Oh, that was original.
Without a doubt.
Anyway, so.
I go to Gums. You know Gums over here off of Norwalk? It's where Los Alamitos Boulevard turns into Norwalk. It's huge. It's antique mall. It's fantastic. The people there are so nice.
We'll have to go then.
Someone brought in Bela Lugosi's star from the Walk of Fame back when they did a bunch of construction. And they were supposed to turn them back into the city, but somebody accidentally tossed his star into the trash. And a dude found it.
Oh,
and was
gosh.
Shopping it around, but everybody was afraid to sell it or touch it because they knew it was, you know, I guess
burst into flames.
No. Legally, once something is put into the trash, it is like free game. Legally.
Yeah, it is.
So then, yeah. And
that almost happened to with Steve McQueen's car. Something there was something about recently to where, what was the movie that Steve McQueen did? Thank you. The Bullet car.
Yeah, the Mustang.
Somebody, like the movie studio, sold it for like $2,000. Some cop ended up with it, drove it for a number of years, sold it to this lady or whatever, and she bought it for another couple thousand or whatever. Yeah, and I guess Steve McQueen found out about it and was trying to write to the cop, you know, saying, "Hey, can I have my car back?" And he's like, no.
It's fine. So,
yeah, pretty much. And the thing is, it still had the camera mounts in it and everything.
That's awesome.
You know, for all the, you know. And but yeah, and then I guess now it's recently sold for like $400 million or something like that.
Yeah, it was real expensive.
It's like holy cow.
Ooh.
Holy cow. You don't know what those camera mounts are worth.
Oh no, they're worth an awful lot. They are. Yeah, at $500 on up, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, so the Bela Lugosi star, she sold it for $500. She was a little nervous, the lady who owns Gun.
Oh, I wouldn't
there.
Blame her. I'd be nervous.
She's a little bit nervous, but they're awesome. The awesome couple that run it. But the lady who bought it for $500, I think, held onto it and ended up selling it for like, I think it was $250,000+.
Holy
and it
shit.
Paid for her son's education at UCLA. Which, that's a fun story.
That's a great story.
I know. She has other ones.
Wow. Okay, we got to go then. We got to go to
that
place.
And she tells me, like, all the time, mediums and ghost hunters come in the store because it's huge. It's a huge, expansive place. And it's this nooks and crannies. Every spot in this place is filled with something. You can you could spend days there.
That's the way this place is over in Whittier.
I love it. Whittier.
It's the same thing. So.
Cool whip. So that's what I did. And that's what I had fun doing. And I got two cool books.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh.
You're having fun, aren't you?
You sure am. Yeah. You're starting to just do it naturally.
I know. It's a Jewish in me. What do you expect?
I don't know. That's it. I thought it was the Mexican in you.
No. It's a Jewish.
Guadalupe.
No. Well, I had... Thank you for asking. I had an interesting week.
I was going to ask.
Oh, how was your week, Sean?
Go ahead and ask.
Sean.
Yes.
What did you do special
I didn't
this
do
week?
Shit.
Oh, right.
No, I had an interesting week.
You must be backed up now.
Yeah, no kidding. Sunday, after the... Well, see, no, Saturday, we did the show. Wasted. Wasted.
I mean, I wasn't. You guys, you were wasted.
I got to say,
you were
dude,
wasted.
Listener Brad, you know,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a blast.
Just so much fun. And the margarita mix that he made for us, I mean, it's simple. Fresca, agave nectar, lime juice. And stir it, and that was it.
That was still the best thing part of your week. Rest
oh, my God. It was
a week
awesome.
Later, that was still the best part.
No. I'm having one a night right now.
Oh, no.
It's really good.
You're going to have stomach ulcers.
It's really, really good. So, but no, and then that night I went, caught up with my high school classmates. We went dancing at Totally 80s in Fullerton. So that was a blast. Bow Wow Wow performed.
Really?
Yeah. She did all of her song. And her one-hit wonder, So I Want Candy. Of course, all the other songs that she sang, we had no idea what the hell they were. Sunday night, though, Sunday I went to a audition for a band. Long story short on that, I told him, no thanks, but...
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, good for us, because we have more.
Well, the thing is, they're telling me, like, okay, well, they want to hear, like, an original song. And because they asked, well, you said you mainly do originals. I said, yeah. And so they go, well, can we hear one? I said, sure. So I played them a song. And they go, okay, well, that was a really cool song. But just to let you know, you won't be able to play any of your stuff here.
What the hell?
And it's like, well, I figured that considering we're a cover band. So I thought that was pretty obvious. So and that's pretty much how like the conversation kind of went, you know. And just I told them flat out, you know, like, I don't think I'm the right fit. And they kept going, well, what else can you play?
Oh, my gosh.
You know? And so, yeah. So then, so Monday they called me, whatever. And I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to go down that road.
Sometimes you got to, you know. I got asked to go do a photo shoot this morning in Newport for a golf, something you put between your elbows while you're swinging your golf club.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're not going to pay you, but we'll give you behind the scenes photos. I'm like, you're going to post this on Amazon and all these places and make a bunch of money?
Nah, I want a cut of that, please.
Nope.
Yeah. So, and then Sunday...
I did want to golf.
And then Sunday night, I went to go see one of my favorite songwriters.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Victoria Shaw.
Yes.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And she brought with her another great songwriter who I admire, Gary Burr, who's been around for years.
Yes, he worked with Martina McBride.
Yeah, and then his wife, which is Georgia Middleman.
Mm.
She was there, too. So they just kind of like did the Nashville thing. They did a, you know, songwriter in the round kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was great, funny. The banter between the three of them was just hysterical. You know, it was like watching a comedy show, unlike this show.
Oh,
and
boy.
It was just an awful lot of fun.
Is this supposed to be funny?
It was supposed to, but yeah, was it? So Rita Wilson was in the crowd.
No way.
So she came up and sang. And then
I didn't know she could sing. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So apparently,
most multi-talented family there.
I guess she has written a number of songs with Victoria. So she came up. She did a beautiful song. And then Eric Burdon, not of the Animals, but Eric Burdon, the actor who played, was it Bob, oh God, what's his name? Bob Guido or Bob Gordo or whatever?
Guido.
In Jersey Boys. The guy who actually wrote all the songs for the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The actor who portrayed him in the movie was there also, Eric Burdon. And so he got up and sang.
This
everything.
Onion has a lot of layers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eric Bergen, okay.
Yeah, Eric Bergen. And then it made me wonder, because we turned around and was wondering if Tom Hanks was going to get up and sing, too, because he was there with Rita and everything. So, but no, it was a great night of songwriting and so intimate, because it was a small restaurant. It only seats maybe 100 people or something. So it was real tiny. And we just had a great time with that. Yeah.
What a handsome cat he is.
Oh, yeah. That funny, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Very funny, too, as well.
Broadway actor. You got to do it.
So, yeah. So, did that. And then, of course, celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary on Wednesday.
That is so it. 20 so, years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops.
Oh.
There you go.
God bless Karen.
Yeah, no shit, huh? Yeah, exactly. So, tomorrow we're getting a divorce, though, but that's beside the point.
Oh, my
so.
God. Don't joke about
nah,
that.
No, no. No, 20 years. We've been together 27, so, it is what it is, and we just keep chugging forward.
Yeah, that's what
so,
you do.
Which is great. And then last night, hung out with Swampy. So.
Oh, I'm so bummed I missed
that.
We went Zach,
to,
I'm bummed you missed it, too.
I'm bummed that we all missed it.
Yeah, all three of you missed it. Steve
really?
Didn't even go. Yeah, he wasn't feeling good.
I don't feel so bad now.
But
next time we're all going.
Next month, last Friday of the month, and
it's not doesn't mean the last one.
I'm finally onto that. I'm so relieved. I'm so relieved that that's the case.
Yeah.
Every month she's like, "Oh no, this is the last one.
It's the last Friday. I'm going to miss it." Oh God.
Yeah. You two need a minute or?
No, we're good. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just PMSing.
We had a good time, and was it Magnificent Seven up on that wall, the brick wall or whatever? And we just sat there and watched it, and he had hot dogs and sushi.
Yeah,
wow, that's a flavor
combo. God had
not
meant that,
know, right?
Yeah.
If God had not meant them to be sheared, he would not have made them sheep.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still fixated on hot dogs and sushi.
Yeah,
and
chili.
Have you had hot dog sushi?
And chili as well.
Hot dog sushi.
And they had two big pots of chili there, chili beans and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just kind of said, so, Swampy, after the movie's over, are we going to reenact Blazing Saddles campfire scene at the end of it all?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. So, but no, it was a good time, so we had a great time there. And, of course, our friend of the program was there, Brock, which has helped
Brock,
Zach.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
And
how
also, Quentin Flynn went with us there last night, too. So he wanted to meet Swampy and watch the movie and everything. He goes, "This is so cool."
Mm-hmm.
So Quentin was there also. So we
stop
had a good time.
Rubbing it in that we missed it. It was very Gollum of you.
My precious. So, but Zach's got some good news.
Oh. Zachary.
Hi. Oh, my turn? Okay.
Yeah,
hi, Zach.
Hi, how's it going?
Sean's
going great.
Giving up, he's...
let me clear the throat. I have my demo to reveal for everybody. Sean listened to it, but Amber and Steve, you haven't heard it yet. This is
Zachary's voiceover reel.
Well, this is the first part. This is the one that I worked with Brock and Austin and Bill Farmer, voice of Goofy in Hollywood. And, just go ahead and play.
Is your commercial reel, correct? Commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
At Hometown Buffet, you and your appetite embark on an adventure. Enjoy unlimited soups such as French Onion. Then mosey on over to Authentic Texas Barbecue. And for a limited time, set sail for more flavors with endless shrimp. Trust me, there's no plate like Hometown Buffet. Your kid is always on the move, on the go, and on to their next adventure.
Like American Jack
Sparrow. Help them yabba-dabba do more with Flintstones Kid Multivitamin. NyQuil Severe cuts through your cold's worst symptoms, so you can get back to breathing
easy.
Hey, you like coffee, right? Buy four hop beverages and get the fifth one free. Only at Circle K. We're still on the way. With AMC A-List, you can see up to three movies a week for just $25.95 a month. And now, order your snacks ahead of your showtime with AMC Mobile. Del Taco's dollar deals just added even more fresh options, which means I can eat healthy for just under $1.
This is his natural
voice.
That's
a big
tell,
yeah. The bold, refreshing taste of Coke with an extra boost of caffeine when you need it most. Coke Energy. Drink up to show up. People of the cubicles, today we rise up. Today we scratch. With California's lottery big money scratchers, one in three will win big. So join me, brothers and sisters. Let us cast off our spreadsheet prisons. Right after this quarterly meeting.
Well, there you go.
That was Woo! Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's funny. It sounds a lot better to me this way than just, you know, on off your computer or your phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My favorite part about that whole thing, though, is where he's, it's the scene where he's, like, in the movie theater and he's whispering.
Yeah.
You know? And you hear the old-fashioned movie where you're going. Right, yeah.
Behind it?
Behind. I'm like. It's all digital now. You don't even hear that anymore.
No.
But I love the fact that they had to put that in just to say he was in a movie theater.
Well, it kind of, you need that to kind of get the image in your brain.
And you know what's funny is a lot of it was kind of, you know, we had the script that Brock came up with.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the things that we, like, from how I sounded to wanting to sound, even the ideas of sound effects kind of came organically as we did it.
Oh, that's cool.
So as we're, you know, like the movie one, for example, like, wait, you know what? Why don't whisper... And pretend like you're in a theater, like you can't talk. Like you're, you know, you're trying to maybe talk to someone on your phone, and you have to. I'm like, there you go, we'll do that. And the surfer voice,
the Del Taco.
That's I just thought of that because sometimes when I think of Del Taco, I think of like being that kind of fast food restaurant that's like near the beach. I don't know why.
Hmm.
And I just like, can you do like a surfer voice? I'm like, you mean like Sean Penn and Spicoli? Something happened to him, man. So and then Bill Farmer was just like. That's it. Do that.
I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, the Del Taco one was, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I
that
love
was
it
fun.
All. It's good. It's so, it's super solid.
Totally
man,
red, dude.
Yeah. You're going to get so much work off that.
Yeah, I think so too.
And that's what Quentin was telling me. He's like, my voice, see, I'm going to toot my own horn. Like, you're just your regular voice is sellable on its own. Mm-hmm. Mind you, like I can do, you know, characters, impression, cartoon characters and all that. It's like, but that's the best thing is just having your regular voice is so good, and that's what's going to really sell as far as money goes, I guess.
Yeah, I talked to him last night because Brock was there, you know, when we went to go see the movie at Swampy's at Magnificent Seven. Not that I'm rubbing it in, Amber.
Uh-huh.
But in all seriousness, when I was talking to Brock, he gave you nothing but compliments, and everybody there at the recording session for this was very impressed with how you were and how
so
versatile
sweet.
That you were also. And I think this proves it, man.
They're a bunch of sweethearts.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was very good. Good job, brother. Good job.
You're very talented. You're so natural at that.
Yeah, well, that was only part one. I still have to do the animation demo, so that's going to be the next venture.
Cool deal. Well, you know, with things coming up and everything, in speaking of voices and having fun with voices and everything, one thing we need to do is... Take us back to a Mark and Brian moment when Elvis would call in. And, of course, you know, see, Elvis was, what, born 1935? So this year he would have been, what, 80, I think?
Wow.
Is that about right? Or is there 80?
Carry the four.
85?
85 years old he would have been? Good God.
Minus two.
God, imagine if he did live that long, though. Because he was, what, 42 when he died?
Yeah. Divided by three.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, if you carried on, man, he might have sounded something like this, calling in for
him. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, would have turned 74. With that in mind, we thought we'd speak with our old buddy, our old friend, our old pal, who is with us on the phone. It is Elvis Presley. Good morning, King.
I want to say, Mama Baby.
Honky King.
I may be 74 years old, Mark and Brian, but I just took my third nap of the morning, and I had a movement that didn't make me break a sweat. So,
wow.
So I'm feeling feisty, and I'm ready for you crazy FM whippersnappers. Speaking of old age, do you know what kind of jumpsuit I'm wearing?
What's that?
It depends. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
I'm so old, my new favorite snack is fried peanut butter and banana soup. All the way, honky.
Honky,
you know what they say when I'm done with lunch?
What?
They say, Elvis has left the Cocos. Hey, how old am I? Let me give you an idea. I'm so old, I don't want to say, I voted for McCain. In my old age, I got a new nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, as you know, man, they used to call me Elvis of Pelvis.
Right.
And now I'm called the E that can't pee. So, you know, man, me and Ann Margaret, you know, the star of me in my movies, Ann Margaret, beautiful
right.
Ann Margaret.
Sure.
Yeah, we still do it every chance we get, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And by do it, I mean go to a local Indian casino and play bingo.
Nice. Congratulations on that.
Hey, man, we go all night, though.
Yeah.
And by all night, I mean we're in bed by 7:30. Honky.
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 Honky to
won't
the
say, won't say. Right. Let's see. I still got to, I still like to shoot out my TV sets occasionally.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I never shoot them when Diagnosis Murder's on. I watch the show. Come on, baby. Hanky, hanky. Age does have its downsides, though.
Does it?
Yeah, for instance, I can't do karate no more because of my sciatica, my bunions, and my gout. Sad, isn't it?
Sorry to hear about that.
Hey, but check it out, man. I just earned my black belt in Mahjong. Okay. you'll be excited about this. I know you're a big fan, man. I'm re-releasing all my biggest hits on a brand new CD that reflects my advanced aging. Oh, yeah, man. There's songs like Heartbreak Leisure World, Blue Suede Sandals with Dark Socks, Jailhouse Kidney Stone, Can't Help Falling in the Bathtub, and Are You Regular Tonight? But I haven't put my dreams of being the biggest movie star in the world on hold either, Mama, baby. No, if Clint Eastwood can do it, and if Sean Connery can do it, but so can I.
Right.
Because if memory serves, I don't want to say, those two douchebags can't sing and dance at a luau while beating up Bill Bixby now, can they?
No, they can't.
I'm hunky.
Now, you got that.
Yeah, I'm going to make all my, I'm going to remake all my movie classics. Mm-hmm. So get ready for pee a little, poop a little. That was a good movie.
There really is.
Viva Branson. Incontinent in Acapulco. Split Pea and Ham Bake. The Trouble with Prostates. And Frankie and Johnny and Matlock. Okay. I still got them, Mark Brown. I still got them, man.
No question.
I'm just a little more wrinkly and a lot more stinky. Well, thanks for all the book there with you, man. And I'll talk to you next time.
The best of birthdays to you, King.
Yeah, all right.
Oh my God!
A lot more wrinkly and a lot more stinky.
And you know the first part too is that he goes, "Yeah, I took three naps this morning and a dookie and everything." And I'm just looking at Steve going, "That's pretty much Steve's life."
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh!
I should put my headphones on.
Oh my goodness!
See, there you go.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah.
There it is. Oh wow! Yeah, we can hear like it's a professional thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
You know, headphones wow. on.
Welcome wow. to the show, Steve.
Headphones on. You know, exactly.
Good Lord!
Oh my gosh!
Maybe we've already started.
Huh?
Yeah, we did, Steve.
Oh, oh my God.
Welcome,
Steve. Oh, I thought we were just shooting the shit here.
Love well, that too. Oh you know, gosh. Hey,
let's start over. Not that it matters.
Well, good morning to your weekly dose.
All right.
Just a little more wrinkly and stinky.
Yeah,
we're
go.
Getting started a little late, aren't we?
Just a little bit, yeah, exactly.
33 minutes and 30 seconds late.
That all reminds right. me, I had to do a delivery for Postmates really quick. I had to tell a story because that reminded me of it. I did a delivery for Postmates. I picked up a big thing of fried chicken at KFC.
Oh, I've had to do that.
And I couldn't, I was driving around. I'm like, I can't find this house. It's just this medical center. This mm-hmm. big, like, and I'm like, what the hell? And I call the person. And it was this old Southern dude that sounded a lot like that.
Got my chicken ready
in the back of this convalescent home, like just stuck in God. Bed, and he just wanted his fresh. And I was like, "Oh my!" And he's like, honey, you just walk right in here. You bring me that chicken. I was like, oh, right.
I love doing the Postmates stuff. It's so fun.
His nurse, like, scowled at me, but that's literally, I'm just a little bit older and stinky. Oh, no, no. Wrinkly and stinky.
Wrinkly and stinky.
Speaking of chicken, have you ever heard of the racist basket?
Oh, no, I'm afraid to.
Oh, okay. I can't wait for this.
Oh, my God. Okay. If you have not heard this, go online on YouTube.
Okay.
And look up Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yes.
The racist gift basket.
The racist gift basket. Okay, oh, my God. Now, Zach is doing it right
it
now.
It is the funniest story I have ever heard.
Okay.
You know, and it's yeah, look it up, people. It is really good. And if you can find the second half of it where the tables were turned onto Gabriel.
Okay.
That one is equally as funny, too, as well.
Okay. I will have to look this up.
I'd love to play it, but it's like 16 minutes.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long.
We'll listen to it later.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah. After the show, we'll listen to it. So, but you know what? We are celebrating a lot of days today, though.
Oh, yeah?
A lot. Yeah, a lot of holiday. A lot of... What are they called? The days like
national days.
Everything's every day has a day, like a donut day, guitar day, take a dump day. Like what the hell?
National juice harp day.
Exactly.
National I stub my toe day.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch day.
Yeah.
Ouch day.
That burns somewhere I can't tell you day.
Especially when I pee day.
Wow.
Oh. We went there.
That was good timing on that one. I like that one there. Anyway, so today is actually Tooth Fairy Day. National Tooth Fairy Day.
I love it.
So,
I was in love with the Tooth Fairy. That was my first crush.
Really?
And she didn't even really, my mom, my parents did an elaborate job of the Tooth Fairy being the one thing that they, you know, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny,
right.
Tooth Fairy, that was real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so so I guess we got a little something here, right?
Yeah, a little something.
So yeah,
something.
I mean, we don't even have any music for this, do we?
Nah, we do not.
Yeah,
we probably should.
Yeah, where's the producer at?
Here, hold on. Let me just give me like a minute.
All right. Hey, that can work.
Yes.
How do you pick Tooth Fairy music, Zach?
That was good. There should be lots of little sparkly noises.
Google Tooth Fairy music.
That's it, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would do.
I kind of like this little smooth jazz thing happening right now. This is kind of nice.
I like it, too.
I'm thinking maybe kind of like a little...
Oh, there you go. That could work. I like it.
Said fairies.
Maybe a little lower.
Lower?
There we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, have you ever wondered just how the whole Tooth Fairy routine is handled?
I know I have.
I'm afraid.
That's good. Well, because it's National Tooth Fairy Day, we did too. And believe it or not, yesterday, my nephew Chris lost both his front teeth. So we decided to get the scoop, as it were, on the whole situation. So, what we did was we placed a hidden camera. A hidden camera versus...
Hidden camera.
Good radio. Hidden camera. So, in Chris's bedroom.
Good writing.
You can hear what's on the...
Yeah, not just placing a microphone, but a camera. In Chris's bedroom. So, and now we believe what we have here is exclusive footage of last night's Tooth Fairy incursion. And if you will, into Chris's bedroom, which is a whole other story. Mm. So, can we go ahead and play that? Please play the video. And look, there's a Tooth Fairy now. You know, I thought she'd be smaller.
Ow! God damned Legos, that's gonna cost you.
Ooh, I bet that hurt. Now the Tooth Fairy's reaching under Chris's pillow there, it seems. And looks like to have the two teeth that have fallen out.
Hey, what's going on?
Uh-oh. Chris woke up.
Hi, kid. I'm the Tooth Fairy.
All right. I believe you owe me $10.
Oh, right, kid. Here.
That's only 37 cents. Where's the rest of it?
Well, look. Who doesn't know about all of the surcharges and hidden fees?
What fees?
Like that Lego I stepped on? That's a sweet 65 cents.
That doesn't add up.
Okay, kid, here's a rundown. You left your bike in the driveway, and I stubbed my toe on it. Bam! 50 cents.
Why weren't you flying?
Okay, kid, here's the... Oh, where are we at now? There we go. Okay, I wasn't flying because I flew into your dad's damn car window. Bam! 60 cents right there. I was scared. I was trying to get away from the neighbor's pit bull. Bam! 85 cents for that.
Fluffy, what were you doing over there?
Am I on the wrong page?
Should we play a song during
no,
this interlude?
No, we shouldn't. Bad directions. Bam! 65 cents for that. Then I came in under the front door right into the waiting tongue of your damn dog. So much saliva. Bam! 75 cents for that. After I got away from him, stupid cat jumped up and put me in... put a hole right in my damn tutu. Bam! $1.50.
Wait a minute. Why is the cat twice as much as the dog?
Because I hate cats. So then I did try to fly and get away, and I accidentally flew into the cage of an oversexed canary in the kitchen. That damn canary tried to mate with me. Bam! 25 cents.
Why is the canary so cheap?
Well, she has nice drumsticks, okay? You know, I can't complain.
She's having a bad day.
Then I got turned around, and I ended up in your sister's bedroom. She snores. Bam! 28 cents. When I finally got to your room, I already mentioned the Legos. Your teeth are too big. Bam! A quarter. Your damn teeth are too heavy. Bam! Another quarter. This isn't adding up properly, I don't think. There was blood on your damn teeth. Yuck! Bam! $1.50. Wow. Oh, that was special.
There was an ad.
And you've got very sharp teeth. Bam! 75 cents for that. Oh, and my cut, if all of this comes down to $1.05, so that's $9.63. From $10, that leaves you only 37 cents.
That's not fair. I think you're making this all up so you can keep my money. I'm not going to let you get away with
this. Hey, what's going on in here? Why are you yelling? Quiet down. And who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm the Tooth Fairy. I think you spoke with my supervisor on the phone. What the heck is all this ruckus?
Mom!
All this yelling is making it impossible for people to sleep in this house. Oh, hi, Al. Hi, Ellen.
Hold on. Do you two know each other?
Sort of. Listen, it was a long time ago. I mean, I can hardly remember it. Listen, it was really nothing, okay?
I should have known this was going to happen.
Why is that?
Remember last year when you were out of town and Carla lost her tooth?
Oh, Chris, listen, it's really late, and I really think you need to go to bed right now.
Shut up, Mom!
No, I'm sorry.
All right. My look at the time. I've got to make some more stops for my teeth.
Hold it a minute, Ellen. Yeah, Chris, I remember. Why?
Well, I guess Mommy must have lost a tooth also because the night the Tooth Fairy came, I got to pee and saw the Tooth Fairy go into your room. And a few moments later, Mom was screaming to give more. Give me more! Come on, Tooth Fairy, give it to me! You must have been screwing her out of her money, too!
Ellen!
I need to go to the bathroom.
Ellen, you come back here! Tooth Fairy, I'm gonna rip your wings off!
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no. Chris's dad is trying to grab the Tooth Fairy.
Oof, oof. Poof, maybe sound effect. Where'd he go?
He disappeared. Come back here, you flimsy-winged little homewrecker. Ellen!
Oh, and that's where the tape shuts off. Yeah, Chris's dad must have bumped it when he tried to grab the Tooth Fairy and stopped the recording. Wow. Well, there's a lot more with this Tooth Fairy business than I realized, and I think more than any of us really want to know, for that matter.
Boy, the Tooth Fairy could really get busy, apparently.
Well, you know what they say about Tooth Fairies?
What's that?
Big wings. Big wings.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, let's move on.
Hey, I'm flying here, okay? I'm trying to fly, no? Not that one. That's what I was.
Like, that could have worked. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to go for you. Yeah. You didn't make a face when I said Jersey accent.
I didn't say anything.
Hey, I'm flying here, okay?
That's good music.
Your teeth.
That was.
Your teeth are heavy. Your teeth are sharp. Okay.
Oh gosh. Well, there you go, guys. So go celebrate National Tooth Fairy Day any way you want. So.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
It makes you want to make sure you don't lose your teeth.
Yeah. Outside of this whole thing with the, you know, the coronavirus, a lot of people are getting scared about it, and it makes sense. But are there any other things that you guys fear yourself, like things that you're afraid of or people?
Well, let's see. If I was a flat earther, the only thing
only
thing I would have to fear is sphere itself.
Wow.
But I'm.
All right.
But I'm getting one of these.
How about
here.
You,
Emma? I'm going to get one of these. Amazon.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I'm going to get the gas mask. Okay. The, you know.
Even but if
what
we
do you,
don't
what
need
you remember?
My fear. I don't mind heights, but I'm afraid of falling. I don't know what it is. I can be honest, but it just being near the edge of something, it just makes my heart go crazy. And my other irrational fear is dark, scary water where I can't see the bottom.
Oh my God, we really are twins.
My uncle used to throw us off a pontoon in this lake in Ohio, and when I growing up, and it I think I passed out once. He would huck us out in the water, and I literally.
How was that? Wow.
Yeah.
Out in the water.
Yeah, he would chuck us out in this, and they would do it near the dam that we knew the dam was like 50, 60 feet. And you could see the carp. He used to catch these carp that were like, oh my gosh, they must have been. He couldn't get them out of the water. They were so big.
They were the damn carp?
These damn carp. And oh my gosh, he'd throw us out in the. Oh my God, I think I shit and pissed my pants several times. Passed out. Panic attack. So now I have an irrational fear. Dark water.
Dark water.
Wow.
Dark water and falling off something.
Sure.
You never know what's down there.
It's scary. The fish he used to catch were terrifying.
Huge.
He caught a catfish one time that I swear to you was like a good 4 or 5.
Now, how old were you at this time?
Probably 9, 10-ish.
So you're about half the size you are now.
Exactly. No, it's true.
So everything looked huge.
Yeah.
No, these fish were, I promise you, even my dad would be like, holy shit, look at that fucking fish.
There's a call for you. There's a call on the phone for you.
We have a call.
Who is it?
We've got a call. Well, hello, listener. Who do we have on the phone today?
Well, I have to admit, it's Jack Nicholson, and I'm a huge fan of the show. You guys
Jack.
Are incredible.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Now, is this really Jack? Because, you know, you've called
All I can say is wing freak terrorizes. Wait till they get a little meat. Of course it's me. Who else would it be?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, Jack did call Mark and Brian one time, and even that was a big, huge mystery of whether or not was it really you, Jack.
Of course it was me. Who else would want to imitate Jack Nicholson?
Well, with all the money that you make, there's a lot of people who want to imitate you.
Of course, but this is me, Sean. I love the show. I love the crew. You guys are absolutely fucking amazing, and I love you.
All right.
Wow.
But what do you think of Zach?
Oh, dear.
I don't know, Zach. I only know the crew that I know, and you guys are amazing. Keep up the good work, and I just want you to know, anytime you want me on the show, I will drive my ass down. Well, I won't drive. I'll have my driver drive you down, and we'll sit on the show and have a fucking great time.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Can we get Laker tickets from you, though?
Of course, you can sit right next to me, Sean. I only have one extra, but yes, of course you can come down.
Oh,
maybe
no.
Steve too, but you know, just have a good time.
I love your Lakers.
Awesome.
Can I? I'll go, but I'll sit on your lap at the game. I'll just sit on your lap. The guys can sit next to you.
I'd like you to sit on my lap.
I don't need a ticket. I just, you know,
talk about the first thing that comes up.
You know, as long as we're not talking about coronavirus and all that. You know, people think you get it from Modelo or you get it from Pacifico. I don't know. I just drink it all. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm just saying, you know, coronavirus, virus, that's just a fucking virus, right?
Exactly.
People die more from the flu than they do corona.
That's very true. Well, you know, Jack, we're actually going to be talking about things that scare us the most. Is there anything that scares you?
Well, there's a lot of things that scare me. Cesar Romero scares me as the Joker. He, you know, yeah, he's Cuban, and I love the Cubans. But, you know, there's a lot of things that scare me that, you know, we don't want to get all political and shit like that. But I'll just tell you this. The one thing that doesn't scare me is you and the show.
Well,
you guys are killing it and crushing it, and I love it.
Well, thank you, Jack. We appreciate the phone call, and call anytime, Jack.
Oh, I'll come in next week, brother, another mother.
Sounds good, Jack. Take care, buddy.
Bye, Jack.
All right.
Bye,
Jack. Take care, Brad. So anyway.
Oh, damn it.
That was Brad from last week, buddy. He's a good guy. Love him, love him, love him, love him.
I picture he was making the face the whole time because he does that Jack Nicholson face.
He does. Well, seriously, though, here's the things that actually scare people the most, the top 10 fears. Thunder and lightning.
Oh. I don't understand why that's scary.
I love thunder and lightning.
You know,
I love it too.
I got scared. I was a little scared of it as a kid, but of course, my parents always told me, "Oh, God's moving furniture, or God's bowling, or whatever." You know,
jeez.
sorry, I had to poop on that one. As a science person,
he was. He got a strike every time, bitch.
You know what I was afraid of in growing up in Ohio?
No, we're moving on.
Tornadoes.
Well, yeah, that was scary. But are you, Zach, you, thunder lightning to scare you as a kid or anything?
No. I thought it was cool. I got excited when it happened.
It's soothing.
Okay.
We don't get enough of it here in California.
We haven't had enough of it in a long time. Yeah. But yeah, I think we can agree. When we were younger, we had a lot of good storms come through.
You come to Ohio, you'll get a bunch of it.
Yeah. Dogs. People are afraid of dogs.
I can understand this. Yeah. I'm a dog person myself, mm-hmm. but You always want to be, you know, some dogs you just don't know. Like, my pit bull is a big baby. She would never, like, I'm dominant to her.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I think she would.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love her.
I think it depends on the type of dog itself.
And you have to be a smart dog owner.
Yeah.
Too,
so. I'm going to have a puppy pretty soon.
Really?
What's your due date?
My due date. God, I don't have a comeback for that.
Is it a full litter?
All right. Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to have? Seriously, do you know what you're going to get her?
Well, the reason why we haven't got it yet is because it's still with its mother. So it's my friend's mom. Her dog had a litter of puppies. There was four of them.
But you don't know what died.
I think the mom's a Chihuahua and the other dog is like a mixed beagle something. So I'm not.
It's illegal?
Yeah, that might work.
Wow.
But the three.
A big Wawa?
A big Wawa.
They didn't get a good gander at the dad as it ran away.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Only one puppy survived. The other ones died.
Oh, no. Bitch, take it on.
Oh, no. It's so sad the other ones passed.
What about mice?
Oh, I love mice.
Really?
Oh, they're so cute.
That's I had so many mice growing up. So I have a mouse story.
Okay.
We started out with three mice. Turned into 10 mice, and then
that does happen.
The wild mice in our garage started getting into the cage with the domestic mice and mating with them, and it was hilarious. Oh my gosh,
wow.
We had a million mice.
A lot of people fear mice. Now I don't fear mice overall, but like rats,
I love rats.
I can't stand rats.
If they're ugly and scary looking, I don't mind that.
Yeah,
don't let Stacy hear that.
No, really smart.
But hers are domestic though too.
That's
you know.
True.
But I mean, like you go in and you like the whole thing with like Indiana Jones, and you see all the. Nah, I can't do that. Yeah,
it doesn't bug me.
Yeah, enclosed spaces.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Like what? Like elevator or?
I hate elevators.
Really?
I hate elevators. I hate flying on planes, especially like coach where it's. The seats are really close together.
Oh,
you got
that's just uncomfortable, though.
It still counts.
Yeah. All right. Spiders and insects?
Depends. Mm-hmm. If they're giant and look like they're going to, if they're like all this thing.
They look like they could smile at you.
Well, some of them are really cute, but some spiders are cute. They got little, you know, little faces and stuff. But if there's like a bitey thing,
what are you reading,
to
Charlotte's
them,
Web?
A bitey thing?
If they have like a little pinchery bitey looking thing, I'm like, oh god, no.
They all have them.
Some spiders don't. They don't. I don't know. Some spiders, yes. Some not other spiders. Beetles
guys,
are scary.
You guys have a spider over there? What
yeah,
are you
we
doing?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Hey, one's loose in the studio.
Yeah. What's happening? Is it a mouse? Is it a rat?
It's a rat. Flying. Are you afraid of flying?
Love flying. I fly every night in my dreams. I do.
That was lame.
I have flying dreams.
Oh, dude.
I love
flying too, dude.
for me, I'll be honest, I don't mind the actual physical flying itself. It's the landing and the takeoffs I worry about.
Oh, no, I love that.
That, too.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there was one time where I went to Nashville, and I was, like, one of these little small planes where it's, like, okay, a row of seats, the aisle, and then two seats together, and that was it. And, I mean, it was so small, I didn't know that planes that small could go that high. Or if they were allowed to go that high, you know, it scared the crap out of me. So, what about snakes?
Depends.
Why does it always have to be snakes?
No,
snakes don't scare you.
No, not really.
I have nightmares about them, and I'm afraid of them in my nightmares. But I'm not afraid of them in real life. I think they're friggin' cool as hell.
Yeah,
my dad used to catch them, and he would do all kinds of scary shit. So I think my dad scared a lot of the fears. Or that's not doesn't make any sense. I think a lot of my fears, or a lot of people's irrational fears, my dad.
You face them, basically.
Yes, basically. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I love snakes.
Yeah, I don't mind them as long as they're behind glass and, you know, they don't come up and go, you know, on me or anything like that or spit anything at me.
As long as Harry Potter's not there to make
the glass
disappear.
Oh, boy.
Number three here, going to the dentist, people fear.
Love it.
I did.
Really?
Love it. Put me in the. I love it.
Well, you know, it's the only time she ever gets drilled, too, so.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
So,
when I was a kid, I was.
Of course, you had to go there.
I was so scared of the dentist, I wouldn't let him near me, and they had to do some work. They put me out with ether.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I had weird dreams then.
I bet you did.
Nope. Love
oh
it.
Yeah, listen
I love
to
it.
Them.
Nope.
Oh, she's getting off.
It
Look
is
at
the
that.
Most
listen to her voice.
Any reason to go to the dentist? I'm like, go to the dentist.
Really?
It's like,
if it wasn't so expensive, I'd go every other day.
Like Bill Murray in Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Amber does have big, pearly, white teeth.
She does.
But here, I take good care of them. I go to the fucking dentist.
Here's Amber's, though. Heights.
Remember, close to the edge is what scares me.
Right.
Or just no guardrail or whatever. Just looking
so if the guardrail's there, you're okay if there's not one there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's that fear. Like, walking on a pier. When you get to the end of the pier, and you could just, there's like that gap. Oh, no, it's scary.
She's a poet.
Well, hey.
Poet?
Has a fear of walking on the pier, holding her beer.
Well, believe it or not, the number one things that people still fear most outside of going to the dentist and heights and dogs and mice and everything else we read, people are still afraid of public speaking. Mm-hmm. That is still the biggest fear for most people.
Well, we all conquered that in this room doing the show.
Well, we just do it in front of each other.
We do.
Not,
it's different when you're in front of a big...
Yeah, do it in front of 5,000 people.
Well, we've done it. We've done remotes with people around. That counts.
Yeah, but they don't know us. They're just walking by.
Look, it counts, all right?
Wait till he goes to his first big audition.
Whatever, I'll fucking nail that shit.
I actually have all complete confidence in you.
So do I. I'm actually going to just carry Amber with me in my pocket.
I'll be like, listen to him. Y'all shut the fuck up.
Then I'm just gonna be like,
here he goes. Here goes, Zach.
Does he have a girl in his pocket?
Yes. I'm your pocket fairy.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Wow. Wow, that just left so many images.
I did.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what, guys? We are celebrating also National DJ Day.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, you know, some of our favorite DJs go all the way back to Wolfman Jack. I know for probably Steve and I, Robert W. Morgan, Sonny Melendres, who are staples here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And, of course, our two favorites here on this program, Mark and Brian.
Mark and Brian, yeah.
But there's something usual.
I listened to Wolfman Jack when I was a kid.
So did I. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. And, you know, so we're going to try and do something that Mark Thompson, the great Mark Thompson, Mark and Brian, was really, really good at, you know, and it's called what's hitting the post. And that means when you talk over the music, right before the singer begins to sing the song. So to give an example, let's just listen to Mark hit the post.
1450 WLAY, Mark Thompson in here. Thunder showers in the forecast. We've got 75 degrees right now. Requested music, Paul Nicholas, Heaven on the Seventh Floor.
There you go. So that's what hitting the post basically means, right?
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to give it a try here.
That we've was all, short.
We've all, yeah, they're normally short, you know. It depends on the song, you know. Well, normally short. So we all picked two songs to see if we can hit the post overall. Mm-hmm. So we're going to let our voiceover guy,
hi,
Zach, go first and show us how it's done. Because Zach said that he's actually done it when he took radio courses.
Yeah, I mean, another word for it's called talkover. That's why you and I were talking about it.
Right.
And I was like, hey, in the post, but now I get it. All right.
All right. Here we go, Zach.
WMBC, it is 73 degrees outside, a little hotter than usual. And that's probably because Amber's in here and she's just having those pearly white teeth just shimmer everywhere. Look at those. WMBC, the who are you? Take a listen right now.
Not bad. All right, Zach.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Good job. All right, Steve, you want to go next?
Sure, why not?
Okay, go for it, bud.
Yeah, top that.
This is, and that was the Too Fat Polka requested by the Moose Lodge up there on 2nd Street. I'm sure Junior Officer Frank Burns' wife, Caroline, really appreciated that one. I'm just saying. Thanks for joining me here on KOLD 799 Cold Radio, live from Arnold, Minnesota. Just a stone's throw from the Duluth International Airport. The Clemens Hardware on Main Street has announced the addition of a new set of gardening tools from Miller Industries. So bring the missus down and she can pick out her next birthday present. Just say it's cold today for a special KOLD discount. It's 29 degrees at 7:15 in the morning, and this next one goes out to the ladies auxiliary who are having a little bon voyage party for their trip to Southern California. They've requested some Jim Morrison down there at Bobo's Endless Rib Joint. Oh, you went
so close.
A little of that
got skipped at the beginning. It started not where the actual.
Yeah, do it faster there.
No.
All right, Amber.
That was still pretty good.
Okay, which one? Okay.
So your first song.
Oh. Wait, what is this one?
It's the first one that you picked.
Oh, yes. And the incomparable Stevie Nicks. If you don't follow her, go find her on Instagram. She's the coolest lady around, still rocking it with Sheryl Crow right now on a couple songs. This is Stand Back.
Not bad.
Yeah, I was off on that one.
Not bad.
This is a different version, too.
Actually, this is Careless Whisper.
Wait, no. Oh, this is a different version than I was practicing.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay. All right. You know, over again.
You know what? Wait. We'll come back to Amber though. We'll come back to
that
Amber.
That was a very different version than I had.
Okay.
That was very different.
You know, let me try it.
That's not the remastered. That's not the remastered version.
I think I got it down from listening to Zach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not doing what Amber's done, and kind of mixing it with what Steve's got. So, let me try it. I think I got this one down. The Beatles on your weekly dose. It's been a
hard man. We got a winner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Let me try it again. Okay, ready? Go ahead, Zach.
You're a jerk.
John Paul, George Ringo. Here they are. It's been
a hard day. Oh, my God.
Almost. Yeah, but that was good. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me try one more time. Let's see if I got here. No, same one here. Yep, you're having a hard day. So are they. It's been a hard day. There you go, huh?
Oh, my God.
How's that? Does that work? Does that work for you guys?
Here's the problem now is because you're using... We're not using the same versions of the song, so it's
We're calling foul?
Huh?
We're calling foul? Okay, all right.
Oh, Amber,
Amber.
Okay. Well, straight from the album.
Chicken or duck?
Straight
from the album.
Well, you know, the remastered version of Carol's Whisper is it's a lot different.
Well, didn't get the remaster.
It's 26 seconds.
All right. Well, let's Zach do his second one.
Okay, go Zach.
Amber, don't be bitter. Reconsider.
No.
WGS Radio, who gives a shit radio? Right now, we're listening to Aerosmith called Jaded. I mean, even the way I'm talking about this song, I sound a little jaded myself, and Amber's just really, really bitter. If you don't know who she is, she can't do a talk over. Anyway, WGS Radio, Aerosmith, Jaded.
You motherfucker.
No, that was good, dude.
That was really good.
Cool.
All right, Steve, your second one.
And so they rounded up that rooster and served him for Sunday dinner.
Oh, my God.
That'll teach him to be crowing at 2 in the morning. Widow Carson said he was a bit tough, though. It's 9:47 p.m. and 88 degrees here at KBUL in Youngstown, the bull capital of Indiana. The good folks down at Hartley's Bulls always say, "We will sell no bull before he's full." They have all your bull accessories, from nose rings to hoof trimming to those extra long condoms. Just got word. There's quite the celebration going on up there off State Route 41 as the Ivy Tech Community College men's basketball team just ended their 32-game losing streak by knocking off the Indiana State freshman team that came down from Terre Haute tonight. It was a 77-76 overtime thriller. Here's a request from Dylan Jenkins. It seems he and the missus are trying to start a family, and Al Stewart always gets Francine in the mood. Good luck, Dill. This is DJ TJ on Cable 1110 on your radio dial.
I just screamed. That was. You really went all out for that. I have no idea what you said. I didn't retain any of the information, but wow.
I gotta say real quick.
That was good, Steve.
I was like, I'm sitting here because again, my back's facing all of them, and I'm thinking like, God, Steve really has this nailed. That guy. Oh, of course he has a script.
Yeah, he does. He does. I think Sean's was just pure cheating. That's
there
all
we go.
Oh, that one. Okay, well you go next then.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do your Stevie Nicks song.
You're gonna do that one.
We're gonna do the Stevie Nicks. That's her number two.
Well, I still want to do the correct George Michael one because I had a whole like 94.7 the way. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, actually, that was a pretty good note you hit there, bud.
Yeah.
All right. Which one do you want to try? You want to try the first one or the second one?
This is the incomparable George Michael.
She's practicing.
That was why.
Well, which one do you want to do?
I wanted that one. I don't. You know what? I don't trust you right now.
Wow. Really?
And I did my Stevie Nicks one was totally, I didn't really, I practiced a little bit.
Okay, well, let's do the Stevie Nicks one.
What do you want to do over here?
Let's have some fun and do random ones. Can you just, like, give us a, you're going to play with these?
All right, well, let me do mine then here. Let me do mine.
Oh, gosh, it's more Beatles.
God.
All right, thank you for joining us here on your weekly dose. Right now, it's 10:10. That means time not only for me to take my vitamins, but I also got to take my regular meds as well. That's right, I'd like to thank all the listeners out there who are listening on their phones, their computers, their iPads, or whatever else device they choose, just as long as the kids don't get to see those special pics that you saved on those devices. You know what I'm talking about. Of course, today we're playing the best of music in Southern California. Yes, the stacks of wax, the platters that matters, the pump and the waters to your cottage. But if you are still in your car, then I appreciate the ride. That's right, today I'm playing the best songs from the East Coast to the West Coast, down some street and up yours. Surely that you're getting your weekly dose of the heart and soul of rock and roll. Yes, it's a brisk 86 degrees today with winds coming out of the northwest, which means reminds me of last night's events as I got 86 out of the club in Holly Weir showing from my northwest stick, which actually was leaning to the left, but that doesn't matter right now. What really matters is that you get yourself down to Bellflower Chevrolet to get some of those awesome Ford deals that drive away your very own Mitsubishi. Because every girl likes to see a man in a Porsche, and every guy loves to see a girl driving with her top down. Speaking of sunshine, that's what we have today in the Southland today, from the Palm Springs all the way down to the beaches. Nothing but rays for days, with 75 degrees on the coast, 85 degrees downtown, and it's going to get hot, hot, hot when the sun goes down, if you know what I mean. In sports, the Kings were able to pick the puck in the net.
30
the
seconds,
Lakers
my ass.
And the Clippers got the ball through the hoop, nothing but net. And in baseball, both the Dodgers and Angels were gearing up for spring training. And in football, the Chargers and the Rams are still waiting for the multi-million dollar complex to open up where they will charge you an arm and a leg for one of their weenies.
I think this is an instrumental.
Speaking of weenies.
Probably.
Get yourself down to the Wiener Schnitzel on the corner of 4th and Figure Road today. They'll be giving away free Big Macs to the first 500 who will bring them a Whopper today from noon to 12. But if you're on the East Coast, on the East Side later today, don't worry. Don't forget to stop by Nick Ken's new Mexican restaurant, Casa Your Mama, where every dinner comes with a year's choice of rice and beans or cornbread and grits. Well, you know, when we first started this song, it was a really long-ass time. He had changed his name from John Cougar Mellencamp to John Cougar, back to Mellencamp, and then finally, he settled just on John Mellencamp. Well, here he is finally, and looks like he's looking for a lover that won't drive him crazy. So here he is, John Mellencamp, on your weekly dose.
That was on.
There we go.
That was on. That was ridiculous.
There we go.
I don't even know what the hell you said either, but it was good.
And that's how it's done, everybody.
I'd like to say that Zachary, I didn't need a script. What happened? Oh. Hold on, Amber's having some technical problems.
I know.
Amber is a technical problem.
I know, seriously. Oh. Right now, I'm feeling like it.
You okay now?
Oh.
It's okay. Daddy's got you. Daddy's got you.
Oh, wow.
Daddy's got you.
All right, you want to try yours one more time, Amber?
Well, I mean.
Can we
just do it?
Yeah, do it. Okay. Do Stevie Nicks.
All right, that's the second one.
Hey, this is the fantastic Stevie Nicks. And if you don't follow her on Instagram, you absolutely should, because she's been doing some really cool stuff with Sheryl Crow on her new album. And she's just still the coolest lady ever. Check her out. Stevie Nicks on Instagram. I had more than that, but that's what I got.
That's all you remember?
Oh, you're off by like 4 seconds.
Oh. It was a good effort, though.
But I'm telling you what, she still is the coolest lady ever.
She gave it the old college try, though.
I had more, but you guys threw me off there with the first George Michael one. So,
Sean needed some like Oscar music to get him off the stage for a song that he was talking about.
So here's the one I.
Oh. Okay.
For all you lovers out there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that one I practiced and had nailed. And then you guys totally put a different version on, so don't worry about it. No, I'm over it now.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope,
we're not doing it. This is a romantic tune here from George Michael. For all the lovers in the room, not these three guys.
The hell did I do?
They don't know how to love. I'm sorry. Thanks for tuning in to 94.7. Ooh. There was more. Is that the remastered version?
It says lyric video.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, let's check out what's news real quick.
Oh, we come back from that.
You know who else is hard to do? It's
watch
a
news,
Prince
what's
song.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Watch news. What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Prince.
This one, I just, you know, there's just stories that just write themselves. Disney World, riders get a wet surprise.
Florida.
As Jungle Cruise ride sinks into the murky waters.
Oh, yeah.
It's Florida. This is what
happens. All your children can be used as a flotation device, by the way.
Are those real crocodiles or not? I can't tell.
Hmm.
Well, guests on the Magic Kingdom's Jungle Cruise ride at Walt Disney World got a little bit more than what they expected when their boat began to sink into the shallow swamp waters on this past Thursday's pictures of one of the boats taken on water started to pop up on social media around noon. Facebook post from Kimberly German shows guests climbing up on the rails and hanging on the outside of the boat.
Oh, my God.
Matthew Vince posted two pictures on Twitter of the boat taking on murky water. The first shows guests standing on benches and railing, trying not to get their feet wet. In the second, a cast member wades around in waist-deep water and as the seats on the boat are almost fully submerged.
Mm-hmm. That's murky water, by the
way. Someone paid for that to happen. Yeah. A lot of money.
They put dye in the water so you can't see the bottom.
That's
the Jungle
terrible.
Cruise.
Oh.
Conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm. No, Steve knows he's been on
the
cruise.
That is true.
You know, I've never been to the Orlando Park. Have you? You've been there?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I've been to that one.
Yeah, it's the same, but a little bit different. It's the first time I've ever actually needed a map to walk around the park.
Oh, really?
I know Disneyland like the back of my hand, but over there it's like, where am I? So it's a little bit different.
I'm not a big Florida fan.
It's actually really cool, though.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm not a big Florida fan.
Okay.
You're right? Mm-hmm. You ready for the yeah. mine? Mm-hmm. Also, in the great, awful state of Florida, a man was accused of licking Gulf Coast Hospital patients' toes. A Gulf Coast hospital employee arrested after being accused of sucking an elderly woman's toes. Lee County sheriffs say the patient reported feeling something wet between her toes around 11 p.m. Tuesday evening. She looked over and saw a man on his knees next to her bed, not praying for her, bent over licking her foot. The woman says she believed the man to be sucking her toes and immediately reported it to security after a few seconds because it was, you know.
It was kind of nice.
Upon questioning.
I thought it was the dog.
It felt so good.
Upon questioning, 23-year-old
Franz. Feels wet.
All right. Upon questioning, 23-year-old Franz Belderin. What the hell is that? France?
Would have that name.
Franz
Belderin. Was arrested and taken to Lee County Jail. Belderin says it was a misunderstanding as he dropped his phone just a few more moments before. I was reaching to get my phone. It dropped. So when she got up, I guess that she got startled and it was dark and she didn't know what was going on. So he denies that he did it, basically.
You see picture of this guy?
Wow.
Are you serious?
That is not a pretty picture. I'll tell you that right now.
Can you imagine this like waking up and this dude is sucking on your toe. I mean, he looks like he wants to kill you in your sleep.
Yeah. His defense for this was, I can get that from anyone else, someone else, anywhere. Like why would I have done this to
this little
It
looks like he's ready
lady?
To sell a spleef. I mean, good Lord.
They have a whole group of people that they use to look for the worst possible picture of anybody they've arrested.
What's his mugshot? Yeah.
They put it
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
He looks like that because they caught him.
Wow. Okay, everybody.
I don't understand it. An old lady in the hospital's feet. That's like the worst. I mean, like fungus and funky.
Maybe it tastes good.
Maybe he was trying to get the coronavirus.
Have you ever sucked a old woman's toes?
I sure haven't.
Let's not.
Welcome to the new gun mecca, the United States of America. So residents of a quiet neighborhood in Arapahoe County, Colorado, were forced to shelter in place on Wednesday as the police were unable to locate a suspect. And despite combing the neighborhood for nearly an hour, they couldn't find him. Well, the victim was apparently walking his dog when he got into an argument with another dog owner over picking up dog poop.
This is a real issue, people.
The other person, I guess it escalated. Oh, the other person pulled out a gun and fired it.
Wow.
Residents were not happy that the suspect decided to open fire in the middle of the neighborhood. I think that's nuts. Somebody ought to hit that guy in the head. Wow. Authorities said the suspect could face multiple charges, including reckless endangerment and menacing and a walk-by pooping.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Wow.
This is a constant thing at my complex. People are like...
Pooping?
Not picking up your dog poop.
Oh, okay.
Or guns.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just go out in the neighborhood and poop where I want to, and then I pick it up with a
good.
Bag.
Good. I'm, yeah, so you, I'm you very, have
and then with your feet, you know, you, you rake it so
I'm,
it looks like
I'm
it's got covered over.
Yeah.
What's
that,
interesting
yeah.
is I have doggy poop station bags all over. There's like little stations all over.
We have them here, too. Yeah.
And why is there shit all over the complex?
Stray cats.
But I saw a Vietnamese lady the other day, like, why are you doing that? She was yelling at a guy for just walking away, with letting his dog take a big dump and just walking away.
I yell at him, too.
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that? And she was scolding him. Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
All the sound effects.
All right. He's having fun.
An actual exclusive
recording. There you go. Well, should we play the game?
Is that what's news?
That's what's news.
Oh.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now we can play the game.
All right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that's making Bill Bixby very angry. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
I'm still feeling jaded over here. I'm still feeling
still
angry.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out. I guess if he's dead, he would be angry.
Question number one.
All right.
What did clocks never have before the year 1577?
Sean.
Sean.
Second hands.
No.
Steve.
Steve.
Minute hand.
Correct. It was eventually invented by Jos Burgi. It is believed that the Technobra is an astronomer who needed an accurate clock for stargazing.
Technobra? That's what I heard you say, Technobra.
It literally says...
It plays music out of your...
Yeah.
Bra. I need one of those.
Your bra. Question number two.
Bill Bixby died November 21st, 1993.
Hmm. What is the most frequently sold item at Walmart?
Amber.
Amber.
Diet Coke.
Steve.
Dave.
Those roasted chicken.
Nope.
Ooh.
At Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
Amber.
Most
Amber.
Diapers. You can't go yet.
Diapers.
I haven't gone yet.
Okay.
Amber, you lost your turn for this whole question.
Fine.
Give him another answer. Just do it out of spite.
I'm going to say detergent.
Your hint is it is a food. More importantly, a produce food.
Sean.
Sean.
Apples?
Close. Getting there.
Bananas.
You didn't call your name, but Amber. That is correct.
Amber Nana. Amber Nana.
Banana.
Well, it says, although Walmart never disclosed how many bananas they sell each year, the number has been immense considering that 200 million people shop in its stores worldwide every single week.
Huh.
Question number three.
Interesting.
What language has...
Swede.
Does no one call their name?
God, precogging again.
Oh, that, you said Steve. I thought you said Swede.
Yeah, this is the Swede. Why, you
Swede.
Didn't get that?
Swede and
Swede,
Steven.
What are you doing here? I don't know. I just showed up.
Go back home.
Oh, it's the Swede. Yeah. Yeah.
Swede
and
Steve.
I'm ready. Yes. Yeah.
Bergen.
Are you ready?
Yes, yeah. Your answer, please.
It's a Swahili.
No.
Oh, I told you not to show up like that. Well,
oh,
I'd like
gosh.
To answer the question, too.
Get shut out of up. Here. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Anyone else want to answer?
The rest of the question,
can I have
please,
the rest of the question,
Zachary?
Please?
Yeah.
What language has the most words?
Ooh.
Steve.
Oh,
Steve.
Shoot.
Oh, I can't answer it.
Nope. But you can call out your name if you want.
Amber.
Amber.
I want to say
Steve.
Hebrew?
No.
Darn it.
Sean.
The most words.
Chinese.
The answer
Steve.
May surprise you.
Steve.
Steve.
English.
That is right.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't think that was going to be the case.
I thought that was it, but I thought maybe Chinese
had a
little
wordy.
Bit more.
We're very wordy people here.
Hmm.
Yes, we are.
Question
wordy.
Number four.
Talk too much.
Why did pirates wear earrings?
Steve.
Steve, geez.
It makes their eyesight better.
That's right.
What?
Really?
To improve their eyesight, they believed the precious metal and their earring had healing powers. Yes,
yeah.
They were morons.
Wow.
What? Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought if you put crystals in your ears, it would improve your eyesight. That's what I always thought it was.
Isn't the...
Well, you're wrong.
Isn't it the way they would wear eyeliner to kind of like block out the sun from getting in their eyes or something? Mm. That's...
Hmm.
Or it would protect their eyes from the sun. I don't know.
No, get Johnny up on the phone. Let's see.
Okay, what number am I on? I lost track.
Eight.
Four.
Five. In terms of production volume, what is the world's most popular fruit?
Back Steve.
Steve.
Sean. Mango.
Sean.
Orange.
No? And no, it's not bananas.
Amber. Thank
Amber.
You. I don't. Was that no? Apples.
That was for me. Setting apples over.
Dang it.
Okay.
Apples for another one.
It is red and round.
Sean.
Sean.
Cranberries.
Cherries. Shit.
Sean.
Snozzberries.
Oh my God.
Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Snozzberries are delicious, dude.
It is very confused with a vegetable.
Oh, Amber.
Amber.
Tomato.
There you go. And I get the
what?
Just says, yes, tomato is
okay,
a fruit.
Now,
that makes more sense, actually.
According to the game Fruit Ninja, it's mango.
Okay. But you think about tomatoes are in everything. Every type of cuisine, they all use some tomatoes.
Question
tomato
number
six. Sauce, salsa, curries.
A okay.
Oh, salads.
Fried tomatoes. Stewed tomatoes.
Shrimp soup.
Chili.
Shrimp salad. Shrimp potatoes. That's about it.
Some gumbo.
What does the word karaoke literally mean?
Sean. Jeez.
Sean.
Tone deaf.
No? Oh, gosh. Karaoke.
Why?
I don't know why I thought that was funny.
I thought it was tone deaf.
Steve.
Huh. Steve.
Sing along.
No? I don't know this one.
An empty orchestra.
Interesting.
Sorry, players.
Oh.
That's rare.
Hey, that match.
I would never have guessed that.
Yeah.
What is the only food that never expires?
Sean. A Twinkie.
Aw, that's what Amber calls me.
Yeah, you're my birthday Twinkie.
Wow.
It sounds so gay.
Twinsy Twinkie.
Yeah. I was like, it sounds so gay, but that's okay because Amber's gay.
Thank you.
That's Steve.
Rice.
No, that's what you would think.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Rice can go bad. Rice can spoil.
Really?
Yeah, actually, fungus. It can.
It can get, rice can get really bad mold.
My rice is never
actually, you know what? Here's a hint. Yes. Amber, it has to do with tea a little bit. It has to do with beverages.
Sean. Honey?
That's right.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It says, when evacuating ancient Egyptian tombs, archaeologists found pots of honey thousands of years old and is still edible.
Yeah.
It has its own little microcosm of things
tasty
to keep it,
too.
Keep it from rotting.
Okay, question number 7.
Are people out there listening, are you writing this down? This is important.
Honey.
What's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
Steve.
Oh.
A cemetery, people come back to life.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, they
what?
They park them in a graveyard. You're parked. You're like, oh, the cemetery sounds more like, I'm going to go, I'm going to be buried in a cemetery.
One has a building that's related to it. The other doesn't.
Church?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it like a religious thing?
Kinda. That's kind of the answer. Graveyards are attached to churches while cemeteries are standalone.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Graveyard.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's so the graveyard's attached to church.
Right. The less you know.
Question number. That's not it.
No.
Wow.
Sorry. Multitasking is not always easy.
Neither is pushing buttons.
He can hit the post, though, pretty damn
well. Damn right
he can. Hey, I'd like to say, he didn't have a script.
Yeah. Buttholes.
Whoa, and he had about 8 seconds to fill.
And he, nice. You know,
all right.
He did it. The old noggin.
All right. Which U.S. president was the only bachelor when he was in office?
Oh, Amber?
Amber?
Is it Teddy Roosevelt?
No.
Sean. Grover Cleveland.
No.
Steve. Millard Fillmore.
No, and you know what? This is kind of
He formed the League of Nations. Oh God. It's said in the movie too.
So you know the tooth fairy too.
The American president,
the presidential bachelor.
Oh yeah, because he formed the League of Nations, but he was also able to court and marry this woman. While he was president. Fuck.
Tonight on the Presidential Bachelor.
Does he share a name with somebody in this room?
No. No. Go ahead and give it.
James Buchanan.
There we go, Buchanan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but now
he loves wigs
9.
And short fat wigs.
Wow.
Powdered wigs.
I just love the fact that you should go, he loves... I have no idea what the hell
I was
saying.
I was trying
now.
To do my bachelor thing, you know, the bachelor that you watch that show.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
No hesitation, Amber.
I know.
Got to jump. Got to jump.
Just say what's there. We'll judge it later.
I know, yeah. Right?
All right, the last two are going to be trick questions. What goes up but never down?
Sean. Hot air.
Oh my gosh.
You could
true.
Like you could say this by accident and it's right.
Do, 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 do.
Mine didn't work.
I don't know. This is like a trick question. It's like a riddle.
That's what he said at the very beginning.
Yeah, it's a riddle. Question.
It's a riddle. Has to do with numbers. Has to do with people.
Sean.
Sean.
The population.
No.
Oh.
Has to do with birthdays.
Steve.
Steve.
Your age.
There you go.
Oh.
I had to give like three
clues.
That's
a shame.
But
that's a shame, isn't it?
Question number 10 is a shame.
Go back in time, be your younger self for just a little bit.
How do you call a woman that knows where her husband is at all times? Or what do you call a woman that knows where
Steve,
her husband is at all times? Steve.
A widow.
That's right. I guess that was a little easy.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say...
Gee, I wonder who won today.
Wow.
The old guy.
Yeah, that one.
I'm not cold.
Do you know who the song is about?
Widow.
An old guy?
The DJ.
It's actually written about a very famous DJ.
Who?
Jim Ladd.
Oh, don't know who that is. Tell us.
Oh,
the,
Jim Ladd is a great, great... he is the last DJ, last freeform DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
He was on in New York?
KLOS.
No? Oh, really?
KLOS
here?
For the longest time, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. Him and Tom Petty are very good friends, and Petty wrote this song about him.
Were?
Well, yeah, because Tom Petty passed away.
You said was. I said were.
Go ahead,
was,
say
were.
It.
Were.
Either way.
Does that separate you two, or?
Are, were.
Why, you want to have some fun with us?
Oh, dear.
And silence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I was drinking my... I had a sip of tea, and I was thinking about Pop-Tarts.
I love it.
Thinking about
Pop-Tarts. All righty, guys. Well, listen, go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page. Find us on Your Weekly Dose, and find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
You want to follow me, Steve, on Twitter and get my Saturday morning tweet at silverlining69.
Do you tweet often?
I tweet once a week.
Only on Saturdays.
Yeah, only on Saturdays. It's basically to watch the show.
Okay. If you want to, you can find me on Instagram at Amber Ash McCary. Facebook, too, if you want. What about you, Zachary?
Twitter, Instagram, Zombie Mel Gibson.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on all of them, I made it easy for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts HC.
Woo!
Yeah, that simple, that easy.
Sean Roberts, holy crap.
Yep, there you go. All right, guys. Well, go out and have fun. Enjoy. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It's gorgeous outside. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I've been staring at the outside, waiting to get out there.
Absolutely. Go out and have some fun. In the meantime, we'll catch you guys next week when we have no idea what the hell we're going to be doing. And
let us know so we can, be prepared.
Absolutely.
Give us an idea.
Yeah. You never know. And in the meantime, be good to each other, guys. Take care.
Goodbye, world.
Down in Mexico, and sometimes it'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1 and Facebook at Your Weekly Dose.